Our scripture reading is from John chapter 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves, and the sheep flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Few verses of the Bible are more beautiful, more intimate, and more consoling to the heart of a Christian than those which picture our Savior as the good shepherd. They should. Yet sometimes I think this is because so often when we hear these words, we only picture green rolling hills, a quiet stream, and very white, fluffy, happy sheep. It seems that is how such texts are most often painted and pictured anyway. But the picture in our text is a bit different. These sheep are in perilous danger. That is one of the marks of sheep. They are utterly helpless. Left to themselves, sheep wander off and get lost. Other animals like dogs and cats seem to be able to find their way home most of the time, but not sheep. Without a shepherd standing between them and the wilderness, the sheep is lost. And a sheep, if attacked, has no defense. They cannot outrun or outsmart anything. Other animals like cattle and rabbits at least have a fighting chance against a wolf, but not a sheep. Without a shepherd standing between a sheep and a wolf, that sheep is lunch. So this is how Jesus gives it to us. We are sheep. That is, we are weak and flighty. We are prone to wander. We go where we are not to go and do what we are not to do. We have our own ideas for where to find greener pastures. We are not all that smart. We listen to voices that don't love and care for us like our good shepherd and only lead us astray. In other words, we are sinners, inclined by nature to disobey God, to do and think what we shouldn't. And this, our sin, our turning to our own way, our listening to lies, our following our own desires and seeking our own good, by this we've gotten ourselves into a very dangerous situation, surrounded by ravenous, hungry wolves threatened on every side. This is the picture of the sheep, or of us, poor, miserable sinners, not white and fluffy, but wool matted with the stink of sin, tangled and snared in the thorns of disobedience, and not resting in rolling green hills, but lost in the valley of the shadow of death. And in an age which places so much emphasis on the development of self-esteem, self-worth, self-sufficiency, and self-reliance, these prove only to be the voice of hired hands that are here for a season to collect their pay, and then will be gone. And we will be in great danger because we are sheeple who have been led astray. We as sheep are completely helpless. We have no way to defend ourselves, no way to save ourselves, no way to find our way back, and the wolf is there ready to devour us. But the Bible tells us of the shepherd, the good shepherd who stands between the sheep and the wolf. The shepherd does for the sheep what they could not do for themselves. He stands between the sheep and the wolf, and the shepherd himself is devoured and torn apart. He sheds his blood to cover our sin. He gives his life to defend us from the jaws of death. He dies for us on our behalf in our place. He felt the pain and suffering that our sin deserved. He is devoured by the jaws that were meant for us. This is our comfort and peace, that we poor, miserable, weak, wandering, flighty, stupid sinner sheep have a good shepherd who laid down his life to deliver and save us. Indeed, few verses of the Bible are more beautiful, more intimate, and more consoling to the heart of a Christian than those which picture our Savior as the good shepherd. Yet not because it pictures green rolling hills, a quiet stream, and very white, fluffy, happy sheep. Rather, because in the midst of the dangerous wilderness of this world, with the wolf ready to attack, Jesus is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep. Amen.